After the presidential election, Mayor Ed Murray reaffirmed Seattle as a sanctuary city. That means residents seeking services will not be asked about their immigration status. But long before the city's commitment, churches were early advocates for undocumented immigrants. Seattle churches were at the forefront in the 1980s by helping refugees from Central America. For KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
Before Seattle was a sanctuary city, there was the sanctuary movement.
My name is Carlos Amaya. I am from El Salvador.
Carlos Mejia is 68 years old. He and his wife came to Seattle in 1983. El Salvador was in the midst of a civil war. At the time, Mejia was a farmer and a part-time tailor. He was active in his church.
I was a church volunteer. We call catechist.
But his church activities raised suspicion from the government, especially the military. Speaking through an interpreter, Mejia says he feared for his life.
Exactamente, porque en realidad mucha gente murió inocentemente.
Because many innocent people died.
People were tortured and killed, he says. Mejia fled El Salvador. He ended up in Los Angeles. That's where he met the pastor of University Baptist Church at the time. He invited Mejia and his wife to stay at his church in Seattle.
These are
the stairs that we go up and down every day.
We're in the space that used to be University Baptist Church. We reached the third floor. Inside, there's a kitchenette, a table, some chairs. Windows look out to the neighborhood. Mejia leads us to the room where he and his wife stayed.
We would
sleep. We slept in this room.
His wife was 7 months pregnant when they arrived. 2 months later, she gave birth to a boy in this very room, just like Mary and Joseph, says Mejia.
No teníamos donde ir.
We didn't have a place to go.
Yo estaba sin trabajo, yo estaba con temor a la migración.
I was afraid of immigration.
Sí. Entonces hubo, pero fue una gran oportunidad porque creció el movimiento santuario.
Because the sanctuary movement grew.
Mejia and his wife were in hiding, but he was also speaking at local churches about the political turmoil in his home country.
I feel something in my heart to explain to the United States people, understand what happened in El Salvador.
But telling their story had its risks.
There was a sense that you were being watched.
That's Margie Payton. At the time, she was the church organist and was active in the sanctuary movement.
We never knew who was going to be in an audience where they were speaking. So we took every precaution to have people with them.
Payton says they didn't know if immigration would take them, so church members took turns to chaperone them. They took them to the store or to their appointments. They provided food and moral support. But not everyone agreed with the church's political stance.
Our government, the U.S. government, felt that what we were doing was illegal because they felt that they were fleeing for economic reasons as opposed to political reasons.
And some people didn't like what the church was doing. The church was vandalized more than once.
There was a time when barbells were thrown through the stained glass windows, and we took those barbells and put them on the church altar as a symbol of our stand as well.
Payton says it was an exhausting time, but they felt energized.
For me and for many people, we're living the gospel. This is what we're doing, and we're doing it because our faith says do it.
The church took its action to City Hall. It petitioned the council to pass a resolution in support of Central American refugees. In 1986, council members adopted the motion and declared Seattle a city of refuge. It would set the stage for future forms of immigrant protections.
We have to go down one more.
Back at the church, Carlos Mejia shows us the basement where his wife prepared food to share.
Over there,
era donde mi esposa hacía las tortillas.
Where my wife would prepare the tortillas.
Y preparaba comida y a veces compartía.
And she would prepare the food and sometimes we would share it
a los servicios
with the people who came to the services.
Mejia and his family stayed on for about 7 months. He had hoped to return to El Salvador once the political situation changed, but the family started to set down roots in Seattle. Mejia worked as a custodian at the University of Washington. Today, he's retired, but keeps busy with his gardening business. He has three children.
Afortunadamente, ya los tres están casados.
Fortunately, the three of them are now married.
Estamos esperando los grandchildren.
And so we're waiting for our grandchildren.
In 1992, Mejia became a naturalized citizen. Looking back to his early years in Seattle, he recalls his time at University Baptist Church as a beautiful history. It was an opportunity to tell the American people their story.
And
the other thing was the feeling of happiness at the warm welcome that we received from these such very kind people.
From that moment on, he says, they felt free. Mejia says people who leave their countries leave with the hope of achieving a better life. You don't know where you're going to finish up or how you're going to be received. You don't know if you're going to survive. You don't know if you're going to return. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.